is British band British Lions. I can tell they're British because they got British in their name. Big hello to Demzy on twitch.tv. If you want to check us out on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/Ian in Vancouver. We just do it when we're live, and it doesn't record anything. So once it's just for the live stream. So once it's done, it's done. You can't see it again. But I do post, if you want to listen to the audio from this show. I post a link to the WeTransfer that I send out. Track you heard was Folk Talking Man. International Heroes Break This Fool Wild in the Streets, which is released in North America as a single, and One More Chance to Run, which is released in the UK as a single. And interestingly enough, Vertigo label released the album in the UK, and RSO through Polydor released in North America. So I have the Canadian version, I think. Yes, I do. RSO not really renowned for its rock albums, more Bee Gees and Saturday Night Fever around this period. More funk and soul rather than this rock. And as DJ Billy pointed out, Eric Clapton was on RSO, which was, you can say what you want about Eric. This is the third and final album. The band was put together after the dissolution of Mott the Hoople. It features members Dale Griffin, John Fiddler, Morgan Fisher, Overend Watts, Ray Smith. British Lions. What else can we say about them? The album cost me $2. It's interesting stuff. I mean, it's not. Juicy Quattro was on RSO. Well, that's all right then. It does kind of have that kind of post glam rock sweet vibe in places, and I think it just kind of fell between the cracks as far as music goes. You got to remember at this time, 78, Thin Lizzy were huge on Vertigo, and I'm sure that's where Vertigo were pushing their, and Status Quo were still, obviously still quite going strong in the UK, so that's probably why they fell through the cracks there. But it's not bad. It's not a bad album at all. There's some good tracks, but nothing. One More Chance to Run kinda stands out. I can see why it didn't fly, and I'm not sure where these guys went after this album, so maybe we can look into that. Probably went on to some production or something. 1978, I had the new baby smell still. What, you were the new baby? 1978, yes, I remember it well. What else? Okay, so just as a reminder, this is a special New Year's Eve show, even though it's not New Year's Eve. When we go out on CGSF later next week on Tuesday, it will be 10 till 12. So if you're listening on CGSF on Tuesday night, big hello to you. We will be doing a special special New Year thing at the end of the show. So stick around for that. It will be also here on the House of Brog as well, even though it's a little early. So a big hello to everybody on Twitch. I hope you're doing all right wherever you are in the world. Please say hello if you've not said hello already. The lovely Demzy's there. Rick is there from the House of Prog. And Dr. Somebody, who's scrolled away. I think he's gone. But he was joined in and said hello. So let's continue with the more from the British Lions. We're going to start with side two. We've got four tracks. And this next one is called My Life in Your Hands, written by the band, as far as I can tell. And just a reminder, you are listening to thehouseofprog.com and CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. This is the British Lions on Transatlantic Express.
Yeah.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
skylines till the birds have left their cages. There ain't no more gold to find. Let the fiddler play until the break of day. Hand me that bottle, boy.
Back to school. You must be longer. Weeds in your breakfast and a kicker in the breaks, to the morning breaks, to the morning breaks, to the morning breaks.
Needed to.